I'm Christine Dean, and this is Live from Studio A. And happy to welcome back to our studios. This is becoming an annual tradition, it seems like, Benjamin.
Three is a charm.
Benjamin Cartel and Mike Cohen, right? Mike Cohen is here. They are here again. And I think this is the third year in a row they've been here, right about this time of year.
Exactly.
And you have a new album out, Flickering Light. Yeah. We talked about it last time you were here. You were making it. Now you've got it. So we'll talk more about that. And you have a show tonight at the Red Herring Lounge in Duluth, right?
Yes. It's at 8, and it's the greatest holiday show ever.
Does that feel like a lot of pressure for
it
you?
It does. As it's a little bit of pressure to live up to that.
I'm sure you can do it.
I'm up to it.
Well, let's get started with a song, and then we'll come back and find out more about what you've been up to since you were last here. What do you want to start with?
I'm going to play a song called Down Now.
All right.
Though you're feeling down, 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 now, you'll be coming round again. I know you're feeling down, 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 now, you'll be coming round again. Clouds above your troubled home clear the way for bluer skies. Step into the new unknown, clear your problems from your mind. See how good it gets this time.
Benjamin Cartel, live from Studio A, and a tune from his new album, Flickering Light. And the album has just a great sound to it. You did this in several different places, right?
Yeah, I did. Two main places. We started out in Brooklyn at this place called Trout, recording. A guy by the name of Bryce Goggin owns that studio. He's a great producer and mixing engineer. And then we came over to Flowers Studio in Minneapolis, and we worked with Ed Ackerson. And we had, like, you know, we started the album in Brooklyn. We started kind of getting an idea of what it would be like. But really something clicked when we worked with Ed. We recorded this song that we just played. And it's just we did most of the song in a day, and it just really came together. And we all three of us just looked at each other and we're like, this is how we want the album to go.
Mm-hmm.
So we just went back there a few months later and finished up.
Oh, okay. So you did more than you were actually originally planning to with
Ed. Yeah, well, we didn't really know. We just liked...
It's a bit of a trial run.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Came back for more.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And why? What made you decide to work with him in the first place?
Well, really, you know, he'd been an old friend of mine. I worked with him with Kaiser Cartel.
And for people, he was in Polara, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he's well-known in the Minneapolis music scene. Yeah. He's in a lot of bands.
Yeah.
And,
yeah, he was just kind of a familiar guy, somebody I knew. And also... Money and Love was mixed by him. That was the EP that I put out in 2013.
Oh, okay.
So,
yep.
You know, he was kind of in the orbit, and I wanted to work with him again. And then when we did that song, Down Now, we were just, like, floored. We were like, this is the way to go.
Mm-hmm.
And just working with him, he was so positive and encouraging and excited about what we were doing. It just felt like the right thing.
Well, wonderful. So I guess that's kind of an important component that I wouldn't normally think about for mixing with somebody or producing with having somebody produce you.
Oh, yeah. I don't think people talk about it enough, but, like, really, when it comes down to it, you want to be working with people who are excited about what you're doing and kind of see a vision as well as you're seeing your vision, you know, and are just really thrilled to be doing it. Those are the right people, you know. You can always work with any engineer or any producer, but if they're not making a connection somehow with your music and you're not connecting with them somehow, it doesn't really, it's not a good fit. So you really have to just be open to people who will be excited about what you're doing.
Yeah, well, and that's an interesting component that I hadn't thought about before. You almost have to it's almost like dating, where you have to, you don't know what it's going to be like until you actually work with that person, and then it might not be clicking, and then you have to break up with them.
Right. Like, you know, I'm not, you know, for example, you may love just random producer, Rick Rubin, and he might be your favorite, and he might do all your favorite albums, but if you get in the room with Rick Rubin and something doesn't spark... then he's not the right producer.
Right, for you. Like, he might be wonderful for somebody else.
Right,
might bring the best out of Johnny Cash or whoever.
Exactly, exactly. But, so, I mean, you know, I'm not trying to...
Just an example.
Yeah, it could be anybody. Just an example of a producer.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad that you found a good connection there with Ed. Well, and I think it shows through on the album. So, but still, some of it was done other places, and you kind of put it all together. And it sounds very cohesive, so I think it turned
out great. Yeah, yeah. Well, we recorded some of it I recorded some of it out in Albany, California. That's just right next to Berkeley, with my good friend David Gould. Did a bunch of overdubs there. The basic tracks, all the rhythm tracks, and most of the vocals are done with Ed and done at Trout. And then we did a bunch of stuff, just Mike and I, in Mike's studio in Greenpoint.
And where's Greenpoint?
In Brooklyn.
In Brooklyn. Oh, yeah. Because didn't mention that you are based in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
And so that's where you call home.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you have a studio too, Mike?
I do.
So do you record a lot of people there?
I do a fair amount there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, great. But you work a lot with Benjamin.
Yeah.
And tour, because I think.
Especially on this record.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, how so? How so more than usual?
I think, well, we had a really interesting process with this record. We demoed a lot of it out to start out, you know, doing drums and everything, so we could really hammer out what the arrangements were going to be like when we went over to Trout and went over to Ed's. And we found that that was a good way of working for us, leaving out some of the guesswork that comes along when you're in a bigger place.
Right, right. Well, and as we always mention when you hear, Benjamin actually is a drummer as well, and you did the drums on this particular album.
I did.
Worked with different drummers before, but...
Yeah, I liked putting it in the hands of somebody else, and usually they're like a friend, somebody I'm really close with and trust. But this time I enjoyed doing it myself, and I think it helped the recording a lot.
Mm-hmm. Now, for the show tonight, is it the two of you? Do you have any other people with you?
Yeah, we do. Joining us are Ryan and Pony from the Melismatics.
Oh.
They're some of our best friends in the world. Every time we go to Minneapolis, we stay with them.
Nice.
And another guy named Sean on the drums.
So you're going to have a full band.
Yeah.
This is going to be a full rock show tonight.
Nice. So this is kind of stripped down version.
Exactly.
But the nice thing about your songs is they're so melodic and they stand well, you know, in either format, I would say.
Well, thanks very much.
Well, and so we had talked about some of the songs. Some of them, last time you were here, some of them were influenced by a trip to Costa Rica you had taken
and
things like that. Have you any big travels like that in this past year since we last saw you?
God, not really. I think because we were focused on the album. The most traveling I did was I went to out to the West Coast to do this recording. I did some traveling with a good friend of mine named Dylan Connor. We did a tour down the West Coast. And, so really, the stuff that I was talking about last time around is like my big travel experience. And a song that we're going to play today is inspired by that as well. I went down to Costa Rica. This fan flew me down to play a party down there, and I got inspired by it. I wrote two songs from it.
Nice. Yeah. Nice. And which one are you going to play for us?
I'm going to play a song called Tika.
Oh, and what's the other one? Was it?
Oh, the other one is The Jungle Eats Everything.
Yeah, is the opening song from the album. I really like that one, too.
Thank you.
Well, do you want to do Tika now or do you want to do something else?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm going to do Tika right now. Thank you.
That's Benjamin Cartel live from Studio A. Another one from that new album, Flickering Light. So what was it about your trip to Costa Rica that inspired that one?
Oh, well, that one particularly was I met this couple. They're friends of the fan who brought me down there. They were a couple that had divorced, and they for the first time in many years, they started dating again. And I was just like, I was just fascinated. I was like, this is a story.
That is a story.
I always want to have a story when I write.
Mm-hmm.
So I couldn't resist that one.
That's a great story.
Yeah.
And now I want to know if that's still working out for him.
That's a good question.
I like stories with happy endings.
Yeah, it's, you know, I think it's working out.
I hope so. All right, well, we're going to say that it is. Whether or not we know that it is. So is that how you've been spending the last year? Is pretty much touring behind this album? Well, I mean, ahead of this album, because it just came out not that long ago. And also, was it fan-funded? Did you fan-fund this one?
No, this one actually I funded with some work that I was doing in Brooklyn. So this is really...
Oh, okay.
This is really
I've seen
funded.
Something go by on Facebook that wasn't quite sure what the deal was with that. So.
Well, that is right now. That's you can get this album exclusively through Pledge Music. It's not online anywhere. You can't get it on iTunes. So it's my way of, I guess, launching the album just to fans.
Got it.
And then we go from there.
Okay. Have you ever used that platform before?
Yeah. Actually, this is the fourth time.
Oh, and how does that work? And what's the advantage for you?
Well, it's the advantage for me is that the fans pretty much get the album before anybody else does. And by doing that, you raise money to do things like, you know, things in the future, or maybe you pay back the costs of recording or whatever they may be. But it's like, yeah, it's a way of getting the album just to fans first.
Nice, which is a nice little perk for them.
Yeah, yeah. I like the community of that. I love the involvement of that and the kind of support that you get through that.
Mm-hmm. Well, and if you have people flying you to Costa Rica, you probably have some good fans. A good fan community.
We do, and it gets better, mm-hmm. fortunately.
So this is you've been on the road this past year, and then finishing up the album as well, I imagine.
Yeah, a lot of the year has been, you know, playing out, getting to know the songs as we play them out, and recording. And really, this past year has been very consumed with recording this album.
Oh, okay, so you really, like, even though you were working on it last year when you were here, it took a little bit longer.
Yeah, it was like a year process.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it turned out really well. I'm assuming you're happy with it.
I'm happy with it. I mean, you know.
And you got some really good reviews, too. I was going through some of the stuff on your website.
I'm thrilled about that. We just got a great review in the Huffington Post.
Mm-hmm.
And, the response has been great. And Mike and I have been working together for a while, and I think we both feel like this is really the best thing we've done. So,
mm-hmm. How did you approach the arrangement? Like you said, you spent a lot of time with the songs and working them out, and there are a lot of little touches. I always like those little sounds and little touches on an album. So how did some of the songs come to be, and how did you add those?
A lot of the stuff we kind of, we knew what we wanted to do, and we had a solid framework going into the studio, and then taking the basics out and back to my place or to other studios, we kind of, there we had a little more time to kind of mess around and experiment a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that was where more of the experimental parts of it took shape.
Okay. When you come up with a song, Benjamin, do you have a vision in your head of how you want it to sound finally, or do you need to kind of work it through?
Yeah, I really have to work it through. Like, you know, for example, the song that we just played, it was a lot faster in my mind when I first put it together. And part of the fun of recording is just kind of having the song find its way. And yeah, being open to the happy accidents that occur. I mean, you know, yeah, I can't say that I, you know, it's been very often that I think one song is going to be one way, and then it just changes to a different tempo, different time signature, whatever.
Now, is there a song on the album that you could identify that has changed the most from your conception of it to how it ended up being?
Yeah, I would say off the top of my head, Tika.
The one that you just did.
Yeah. Tika was like an upbeat dance number.
It's like, Tika.
Yeah. In my mind, you know, okay. I was like responding to all the rhythms and music I was hearing in Costa Rica. And then I slowed it down and it became a tender moment.
Well, and we were talking about, you know, you had, finding the right people to work with is important. It sounds like you and Mike kind of have that, musical connection that you're able to kind of, you know, trust him with your work and flesh it out a little bit.
Definitely. It's that has been a really huge part of this recording. Like, I can't even understate that. It's been everything. So, and like, yeah, Mike has his own vision of what the song is going to do too. I have mine, he has his, and when we put it together, it becomes this recording that we have now.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it turned out really well. And I forgot the other thing I was going to ask you just now. Hmm. But so the album is out there, but not fully out there? Is that what we're saying?
It's only available through Pledge Music. If you go to Pledge Music and you go to Benjamin Cartel Flickering Light, you can download it and you can order it. You can pre-order it, as it's called. And that's the only way right now. Or if you go to like Fetus in Minneapolis or Everyday People, they have it, and or if you get it from us at the show.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So,
and we might, maybe we'll have it at Fetus here, if they will accept it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can't imagine why they would not do that. what's up next? Are you going to keep just doing some touring? And
Yeah, we're working. Well, we're going to tour through the Midwest, which is something we always do at this time of the year. And in the spring, we're planning on going to Europe.
Nice. Yeah. Places that you've been before, new places?
Mostly places that we've been, but we are looking into going to France, which we haven't been to yet.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Well, I hope that works out for you.
Thank you.
I'm sure you'll be back here next year to report
you
on that.
You better believe it.
I'm sure we'll hear more about it. And are you already working on new material? Because that's how it usually winds up when people are here with a new album.
Yeah, I'm working on new material. We haven't recorded anything yet, to be really technical about it. But of course, you know, as a songwriter, you're always writing.
Mm-hmm.
You can only always write. It's like either that or just don't do it.
Right, yeah. I remembered what I was going to ask you last time you were here. We talked about videos. You'd been working on some video. Have you been doing any more of that? Have you had time to do any more of that?
Yeah. Well, we did a nice one for the song Down Now. So I was the producer, and I worked with my friend Matt Clements on that. And then we also did one for Coast Town, which is another song on the album. And we'll be doing more.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't really been doing other people's videos. Last time I was here, I'm just going to put the rumor out there. We made a video for Freddie Johnston, who's a friend of mine, and hasn't been out yet.
Oh, okay.
I think probably just because he's waiting for the next album to come out.
Mm-hmm.
And that was fun. That was a great experience. But right now, as it is, I'm really gonna focus on doing videos for this album.
Great. Yeah. Well, that's so nice that you can do them for yourself.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, I'm just like a, you know, I'm a fully artistic person, and I, as many different expressions of art that I can do, I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
We were talking off the air about, you know, you're one of those people that it's hard for you to take time off.
Yeah.
So you're just, true. Are you just kind of going? When you do take time off, what do you do for relaxation?
Oh, I spend time with my wife.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe go like hiking or go to like natural places, you know, places like where there's not a lot of noise. Be a tourist in Europe is a lot of fun.
For
you
sure.
Know,
yeah.
That kind of stuff.
All right, well, we have time for one more. What would you like to wrap up with?
We're going to do Summer Flame. Are you ready, Maestro?
Let's do it.
Bright and fast, autumn came, it was in the past.
way the wind was blowing, I had to for too long. Thoughts of
Benjamin Cartel, along with Mike Cohen, live from Studio A. Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure to have you back.
Thanks for having us back.
And again, they're playing tonight with a full band, all sorts of stuff going on stage, at the Red Herring Lounge in Duluth as part of a show that's being billed as the greatest holiday show ever. And it also will feature Toby Thomas Churchill, local band Nude Colors, The Great Unwilling, which is a newer band, and Benjamin Cartel. So, and it looks like it starts at 8. So
8 o'clock.
Do you know what time you're on?
We're going to be on around 8.
Oh, okay. You're going to be on early. So people
we'll be on early. Yeah, get there early.
Get there early if you would like to.
Grab your seat.
Okay.
Don't fight over it.
Well, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks for having us.
Today's Live from Studio A was produced by me, Christine Dean, with help from Emma Gilhausen, with funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. To check out upcoming guests or to listen to previous sessions, go to KUMD.org and click on Live from Studio A under Programs. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.